The geometric quest for abstract jewelry goodies. Please don't get discouraged because of strange geometry things. It is an invitation, and so is manual modeling, and even wondering if 3D is something that you actually care for. It is all supposed to be just a beginning, and you are to demand a certain infinity to all of your artistic adventures, as they are the best artistic adventures. Blender's geometry nodes are good to learn, but they are just a tool. It is a geometry modifier that you yourself program. It is one of many things. Hey. Schools are not working, and standardized education will eventually be perceived as something like fraud. You need to get your armor on, and you need to stand up for your own education, your own knowledge, and your own pursuit of excellence. Learning an open source program is a good investment. Even better if it is your first time learning about 3D modeling in general. You can make a pencil case, a superhero belt, a wallet. You can create animation or abstract jewelry and then sell some of those things. Maybe a lot of them. But either way, expanding your talents in any way will always give you new ideas, and it will make you even stronger. Geometry nodes are kind of new, and they are definitely new in the world of Blender. They are odd, very odd, because they are in fact a kind of a puzzle. Allow me to explain. See, some of our greatest inventions are not in fact built on stable foundations perfectly suited to support them, but rather the things beneath are seemingly unrelated to the end product, more chaotic or alien even. Your favorite story, your most treasured paper book, stands upon a tree that was once likely over 100 years old. Nuclear power is not actually nuclear. They're just using radioactive materials to boil water so that they can spin up a turbine. Exactly like the old trains from cowboy movies. You are made of star stuff, as Mr. Sagan was fond of saying. The universe was all gas until first generation stars started exploding. And your golden jewelry doesn't just come from a dying star, but from an exploding supernova, as only those can make atomically heavier elements like gold. A standard star will only make iron. Mitochondria in your cells, or the powerhouse of the cell, as schools brainlessly call them, are separate organisms. Nearly separate enough to worry. They have a bacterial genome, and although they talk to the cells they live in, they still divide like bacteria. Yikes. Likewise, programming 3D things is not exactly about what you are specifically creating, but about concepts in 3D geometry and their implementation in Blender first. At first, you just learn from tutorials, Just repeat the things that you are watching on the screen and use them to go where you want to be. And later, that knowledge will all come together to make even more sense. But when you are making abstract jewelry, nothing there will ever be about jewelry specifically. That world is purely about mathematics, geometry, and its implementation in Blender. The jewelry world above it starts with taking what you can get out of the geometry world beneath, and then improving it and expanding it and making it your own to create a ring, pendant, or earring that is impossible for a human hand to make. It is just unfair to ask a human to do it. Abstract geometry, in every sense, is not of this world. In some cases, it can be said that it is an emergent phenomenon, born of human curiosity, the world of 3D geometry, and plenty of happy little accidents. Getting started with abstract jewelry is fun and easy. Just remember that this is a quest into the odd world of 3D geometry that has its own rules. May you set off on countless adventures into the strange worlds of art. For those who wonder are never lost.